up there when he went through there. But and then my water well and everything is out in that side of that property too, and everything. And also being, it'd be really far away from the house and be hard for my significant other to actually be walking to a quarter mile, half a mile, or acre over to the home during different weather and such not. So that's part of the other reasons that's built on that side in that area of the property. I've had contact with most of the neighbors in this area around me, and all of them stop by occasionally here and there as I'm performing the work on the property, and have told me what a great job I've done on the property and how well it's looking and how nice it is. And none of them have shown any concern about the building. They know the pad's there, and they say, well, what are you doing there? And I'm, you know, putting up a building and everything. And they all seem favorable of that. And if there was any other concerns that you guys may have, I know coming down the road or up the road, there's no vision disruption whatsoever to anybody on the road coming either direction. It's not in the plane of your view at all, coming from either side directions. And, if there was any recommendations or any landscaping or anything that you would want to add in with something of that nature, or something, I'm willing for do the best that I can to accommodate. And
okay, I have a couple questions. It looks like the area has been built up. Was it previously built up, or did you add dirt and then?
That's been built up before I purchased the property, and I guess it's been there a very long time. It was just had a lot of dirt and leaves and stuff on top of it. And I cleaned up the edge, you know, when we did it, and re-rocked on top of everything to clean it up. But it was existing.
But there was not a pre-existing building there before.
There was no building there. It was existing, like it was getting ready to have something put up there.
Okay. How big was the pad originally?
Size it is now. The only thing I did on there is on the side closest to the road, I went down and made like a little thing to take the water down towards the rear of the property where existing water already was collecting from the rest of the drainage system.
Scott, could you get a picture up there and back up just a little bit so the house and the driveway next door, we can tell? It looks to me like that could be in a sight distance of pulling out of that driveway would be a problem. The one just south of
him? Or just south?
I come out of his driveway a lot, and you can't see any of that.
Okay,
there's
go
a
to
big
the
tree.
North side now.
I can zoom out that one.
That could be it.
Are you talking about the black driveway? Okay, that's Bob's property, yes. I've asked him to. I've asked him specifically, and then I went over it myself and physically
so
went into
the view. There's that driveway
into
that
there.
You're looking at.
Yeah, and see, it's kind of on the, there's just a bit of a corner there.
Of course, even the trees would be more of a distraction.
The tree is a major block for him compared to that. And actually, he took down half of the big tree, and I told him if there was any issue that for him for that, well, we could remove the tree completely down to the ground if he wanted to. And he said no, because his driveway extends several feet past the tree, but the tree is the big thing. There's a very large tree in that corner, and it is a big thing. I've told him, you know, that me or him both could take the tree down if it was an issue for him for that. Because that's before even the building thing, that's what I thought of too. I said, isn't that kind of hard for you to see? Because that area where the big tree is was lots of trees. It was covered in a forest all the way to the road, and I cleared all that out so he could see. Because before he you could not see down through there.
I think that angle would look different if this picture had been taken closer to the road. I think you'd see that it kind of does open up.
And this one is, but I'm looking south.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. And here's that cedar tree. But here I am looking south.
And that road curves to the left some. So
I wonder if I got...
So you can see
the... You can see the big tree in the other picture, yeah. But it's hard to see. His driveway is actually quite a ways back, and it goes past the big tree.
Scott, I was having a hard time looking on this page, but it was that, obviously we're looking for a 30-foot setback, but is that 38 feet from the road and 43 feet? Is that what those numbers say?
Yeah. The 43 foot is to the actual blacktop, and then I put the 8-foot setback to my property line, and there's where I'm putting the 30 foot in, is from the property line back to the building. So there's actually...
35 feet on the north side to the building, and yeah. 30 feet, thus...
That's from the property line, and then there's another 8 feet forward of that to the blacktop.
I just couldn't read for sure what that said, so...
Didn't print very good, huh? Sorry. That's okay. I'll darken it up next time.
You guys have any questions? I think... I would have been a little more concerned because I always get really nervous about messing with setbacks to a state highway because of the safety, and for you, it won't affect you at all. But just like Rick said, if your neighbor can't see to pull out anymore, that makes a big difference.
Yeah.
And that's the reason they have, setbacks for safety of that, or if there was an accident and things like that.
I totally understand that.
It may be.
And before actually he could not see the road before I cleared my property, because the first thing I did when I was in there is I noticed that it was terrible for him. And he said, "Hey, can we do anything with them trees?" I said, "Sure. Well, I'll take everything out where you got a view."
Well, and I can see in this picture that giant oak, I mean, you've already cut it down to where it's basically just the trunk.
Yep.
So, unless I'm just seeing it wrong, it almost seems like it might be, you might have got lucky that maybe with the curvature of the roads and stuff that it may not affect your neighbors on either side, but that's just from what I'm telling the pictures. Your trees are probably more dangerous for him than your building would have been. That's just kind of some inside nasty from that. Questions or comments for him? Okay. All right.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate your time.
Is there anybody else who'd like to speak on behalf or opposed to this project? Okay. All right. Any discussion? Or motion?
I don't see a problem with the you mentioned, the trees growing up are a bigger issue than the building. And considering that the pad was already there, he did pour the concrete, but
yeah,
I believe it was not his mistake. He didn't understand it. Once he did, he came and addressed it, and he's taking the right course of action now. So I would make a motion to go ahead and approve it.
Speak up.
Approve the variance for 21-02B, allowing the variance of the setback.
30 feet?
Just to 30 feet.
I would second the motion. I think we heard the applicant say that he would prefer to have it attached to the house, which would be in the setback, but it's infeasible to do so for various reasons, and as long as we don't have a line-of-sight issue, I support that.
Okay. All right, so we have a second, so let's take it to vote. All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, say nay. All right.
Okay, now we can move forward with your building permit. So come in. They do already have the building permit, correct? Okay, so come on in, and we'll work you through that residential accessory structure building permit. Okay.
All right.
Thank you. All right. Our next variance is 21-03V. Scott?
You're just faster than I am tonight.
I'm sorry.
It's been a long day.
No hurry. Yeah. No worries.
Presley and I started out over here at 7:45 this morning. So. Application 21003B, James Morris Jr. seeking a variance from the provisions of the Section 7 Table 1 setbacks of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Applicant is seeking a 3-inch east side property line setback, 6 feet 9 inches less than the required 7 feet, to allow for construction of a garage addition 3 inches from the side property line. Per the assessor's information, the subject property is approximately 76 by 197 in size, with an existing single-family home built in 1956. It is Lot 3, located in the River Lake subdivision. The applicant stated the following reasons for the variance request. One, with the existing garage sets 4 to 3 inches from the side property line. Two, told the home had a garage that would accommodate 2 cars. However, with a 17-foot inside width, there isn't room to park 2 cars side by side. Three, would like to get the vehicles out of the elements and minimize the potential of a slip and fall injury. And four, requesting the variance for the garage extension due to the exceptional narrowness of the lot. So if Taney County Board of Adjustment would approve variance request 2103B, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the board. One would be approval of a side setback of 3 inches, allowing for construction of a garage extension. Two, a Taney County Planning building permit shall be required before construction begins. And three, compliance with all applicable provisions of the Taney County zoning regulations. Acacia Club, we'll come down the hill. When you hit the bottom of the hill, the houses start on the right and left, and I'll zoom out, but our subject parcel is highlighted. This one's got your parcel dimensions as well as the floodplain layer to give you an idea of where it lands on that parcel. So zoomed out, if you're familiar with Acacia Club, it's been rerouted over here, drops down, and there's our subject house. So I don't have a whole lot of photos. I didn't get back out there to get photos, but this is the one. We went to the back. He did have it surveyed, so he knew where this one set. He's provided some drawings of his proposed extension onto the front. And at that, I would turn it over to the applicant.
Okay.
Good evening. Appreciate your time. We're looking, after looking at the governing statutes, we're asking for this easement. I'm sorry.
State your name, please.
Say again.
State your name, please.
Oh, James Morse.
All right, thanks.
Sorry. He pretty much stated it, but what we're looking for is a 16-foot extension on the front of the garage. This last winter demonstrated to us that we wanted to get our 2 cars under the garage. No fault of anybody but our own. When we bought this, we thought it was a 2-car garage, but that door is only 12 foot, a normal garage door, 16 foot. The extension would allow us to park our cars staggered so we could open the car doors, but at 17 feet inside dimension, it's not wide enough to park 2 cars side by side. The extenuating circumstances, my wife and I are both very prone to slip and fall injuries. She has 2 bad feet, 1 bad knee from genetics. After a couple decades of military service, I have bad knees and a bad back. We're in our 60s, we're retired, this is our forever home. So we're just trying to make it right, trying to make it maintenance-proof, and trying to eliminate any opportunity for a slip-and-fall injury. It is right up next to the property line. We talked to our contractor. Due to the extreme narrowness of the lot at 76 feet, and we kind of lose the back half of the lot because it drops off rapidly into the floodplain down to Taney Como, there isn't